soul, to that body now. You don't have to be afraid. God said, fear not. 356 times, what God said, fear not. God does not want you to have the spirit of fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of boldness and of power and of a sound mind. God doesn't want you to be afraid. Fear is not of God. The devil is the owner of fear. You don't have to be afraid. Oh, you need to be bold as a lion, fearless as a tiger. God wants you to be bold as a lion, fearless as a tiger. Hand over your problems to God in prayer, and he will see you through 2024 in the name of Jesus Christ. You don't have to fear, and then you start trembling, and you're thinking so much. God wants you to remove that fear from your heart in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. God, we cast our cares upon Christ. We cast our problems, our burdens, our troubles, all our issues. We hand them all over to God Almighty. God, take absolute control. Bring solutions to our problems. God, we can't handle it ourselves. We want you to handle it for us. With you, all things are possible. By strength, I no man prevails. God, we depend on you. We hold on to you, the author and finisher of our faith. God, we look unto you to see us through 2024. Go with us, O God. Be with us throughout night and day, morning, afternoon, evening. Be with us, O God. For you are our strength and our power. Without you, we can do nothing. Yes, Lord, we depend on you. Yes, Lord, we look unto you. Yes, Lord, we hold unto you. Yes, Lord, you are our strength, our power. You are our mind, O God. You be with us, O God. Go with us, O God, throughout 2024. From the beginning to the end. God, be with us, to save us, to heal us, to deliver us, to bless us. Give us your light, O God, that shine in darkness. And the darkness comprehend it not in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, open that garage and bring that new car out. Somebody has been praying for a better car, a new car. God has a new car for you. Yes, God, go and open that spiritual and physical garage. And bring down new car now. We receive it, we claim it, we own it, we take it in the name of Jesus. Satan, lose your grip and go from it. In the name of Jesus. Yes, it's the Lord and his fullness thereof. In the name of Jesus. God, we receive a restoration. God, we receive a restoration of all the years that the canker worms and the locusts, the palmer worms, the caterpillars are eating. We receive a 100-fold restoration, a 1,000,000-fold restoration of all that the enemy took away from us. In the name of Jesus, we take back double all our territories. We take back double everything that the enemy stole from us. In the name of Jesus. We take back double the fruits of our labor. We take back double. All our members, partners, associates, and where we come from all over the world, we take them back double in the name of Jesus. Satan, lose your grip and hold from everything that God has for us in the name of Jesus. Yes, we declare this year a year of restoration. God, restore back to us everything that the enemy stole from us in the name of Jesus. God, restore back to every one of us in this ministry a 1,000,000-fold return of all that the enemy diverted away from us. Our finances, our businesses, our jobs, our ministries, our fellowships, our members, our partners, our sponsors, our financiers, all that God has for us. Satan, lose your grip and hope from them right now. In the name of Jesus, we take back up. Yes, we pursue our enemies. We overturn them. And we recover back double everything they stole from us in the name of Jesus. Hey, Reke Buya. We declare 2024 our year of supernatural divine restoration of all that the enemy stole from our life and ministry, from our homes, from our family, from our marriages, from our children, from our husbands, from our brothers and sisters. We receive back up everything that the enemy diverted away from our life. In the name of Jesus, we receive back up everything that the enemy stole from us. In the name of Jesus, Satan, lose your grip and hold. Satan, lose your grip and hold from our finances, from our business. Hey, God, you have given us light. Jesus, you have given us the light of God and shined the darkness. And the darkness comprehend it not. somebody's money has been locked up somewhere. Somebody, your finances have been locked up by enemies. And they say you will never get to it. And there's so much darkness. And they don't want you to get to it. Right now, I'm declaring the name of Jesus that there will be light to our foundation. And every darkness will be removed. Jesus, you have the key of David. You open and no one close that door. Open those doors. Open those gates. Open those opportunities now. Open those banks. Lord Jesus, open the financial industry, financial institutions. Let there be a breakthrough now. And release all our finances to us. Release all our financial blessings, all our prosperity, all our favor and grace and mercy. God, release everything you have for us. In the name of Jesus. Satan, lose your grip and hold from all the blessings God has for us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Rababaya. Ye, bro, gudogo. Hey, Rebusaya. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you glory. Yes, Lord, we thank you. We give you glory, honor, and adoration. In the name of Jesus. Yes, everybody's welcome. God bless you all for coming. Today we're going to be looking at where there's no vision, the people perish. And our text is taken from Proverbs chapter 29, verse number 18. Proverbs chapter 29, verse number 18. The King Solomon, the wisest man that ever lived his days, he wrote the book of Proverbs. And then he wrote Ecclesiastes, and then he wrote the Song of Solomon. And there's so much wisdom in what this man sang, you know, and God used him to write all these scriptures, Proverbs 29, verse 18. See, where there is no vision, the people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Vision. First of all, we want to define the word vision. What does the word vision mean? The word vision means your dream, your purpose, your plan, your idea. That's what vision means. Though in the spiritual sense, vision can mean revelation, like prophecies and visions and revelations, whereby you see visions, open visions or night visions. Yes, those are also there. Joel chapter 2, saying, in the latter days I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and the sons and daughters shall see visions and their dreams. Those are also visions too. But in the focus of what we have today, yeah, vision means plan and purpose. Vision means dream, your mission, and what have you? What do you have in your heart? This is very important because the Bible made it clear. See, where there is no vision, the people perish. Which means People who have vision don't perish like that. Jesus had a vision of saving the whole world. That is why he came over 2,000 years ago. Just like Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, they have a dream, have a vision that someday the black and the white shall sit together and do things together. That's a vision. That's a dream. See, you can dream. You know, like Joseph in the Bible, Joseph had a dream. He saw his 11 brothers bow down to him. In the dream, he saw that he was a cell above everybody. You can have a vision, a dream. What is the vision? Moses had a vision. God gave Moses a vision. Take the people, take them to the land of promise. That's a vision. That's a plan. That's a purpose. Now, God has plans for you too. God has purposes. God has plans. You know, and his plans are very perfect. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. God said, my plan towards you, my purpose, my dream, my vision for you are of good thoughts. I'm thinking good of you. I have good plans for you. I have good projects for you. I have good things, you know, for you. And Jeremiah 29, verse 11 makes it clear. God said, I have good thoughts towards you. I have good plans. I have good purpose, good reason. Oh, yeah, there's a purpose for living. You are not here by mistake. You are not in this world like a cockroach, like a lizard, like a bird flying past. No, you are here on a mission. You are here with a purpose. And may that purpose be realized in the name of Jesus. That plan of God for you be made manifest. That's why the scripture says, where there is no vision, the people perish. Which means if you have vision, you are not going to perish. There are two things for which people perish in the Bible. In Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, the book of Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, he said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. That's another reason why people perish. People perish for lack of vision. And then people also perish for lack of knowledge. Hosea verse 6. Say, my people perish for lack of knowledge. They don't have knowledge of the word of God. They don't have knowledge of God. They that know their God shall do exploit. They don't have knowledge of what God wants to do, the vision, the plan, the purpose of God. There are all kinds of knowledge. Apostle Paul says, I have studied. I know so much, but there's one thing I want to know, Apostle Paul, say that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. The greatest knowledge, the best knowledge you need to have is the knowledge of God. Oh, yes. It is revealed knowledge. It's a very special knowledge. The knowledge of the word of God, the knowledge of Jesus Christ, he said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. It is the truth that you know. It is the knowledge of Jesus Christ that you know. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by him. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. It is the truth that you know that liberates you. My people perish for lack of knowledge. Where there is no vision, my people perish. See, there are two things that make people to perish. You see, where there is no vision, the people perish. Proverbs 29, verse 18. And then he now goes on to say, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. You need to have a knowledge of the word. That's why here in Power Miracles Radio TV, maybe our vision is to impart knowledge to the people. You got to know the truth. It is the truth that you know that liberates you. It is the truth that you know that sets you free. Here in this ministry, our Miracles Radio and TV ministry, We take time to impart knowledge, impart truth, truth from the word of God. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. The day that know their God shall do exploit. If you don't know your God, forget about it. 454 prophets of day. They didn't know the Almighty God. They prayed from morning to night. God did not answer. They are praying to the God of days and woods. And praying to dead gods and dead fathers. But thank God for Prophet Elijah. The man who knew his God, Prophet Elijah, he lifted up his head. God, show them the true God. Yeah, the true God. You know, the God that created heaven and earth, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of Israel. Demonstrate to them that you are a living God, and fire came from heaven. The day that know their God shall do exploit. They that know God shall do as. If you don't know him, forget about it. Forget about it. See? A workman that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of his faith. Study to be approved. Knowledge is power. Knowledge, the knowledge of God. He said the earth shall be filled with the glory of the knowledge of God. As the waters cover the sea, the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God. As the water cover the sea, the knowledge. The earth, the whole earth, that's the word of God. The whole earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God as water covers the sea. See, that's what is happening right now. The whole earth is being filled with the knowledge of the glory of God as the waters cover the sea. Oh, yeah. One day, Jesus and his disciples were talking. And Jesus said, who do men say that I am? He asked his disciples. And the disciples, they were guessing. The master, the people say that you are a great teacher. You are a rabbi. You are a prophet. You are this, you are that. They don't know him. But thank God for Apostle Peter. He had a clear vision, a clear revelation, a clear knowledge of who Jesus Christ is. And Peter came and said, you are Jesus Christ, the only Son of the living God who has come to save the world. Jesus said, yes, he got it right. Flesh and blood did not show you this. Flesh and blood. This is revelation knowledge. This is revealed knowledge. The knowledge of God. This is God's knowledge. You know it, Peter, you know it. Yes. May God give you knowledge. In the name of Jesus, may God give you vision, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. As we go through 2024, may God impart to you the knowledge of God, the wisdom and knowledge and understanding, a retentive memory that you might know him and the power of his resurrection. Oh, yes. You need to know the truth. It is the truth that you know that sets you free. If you don't know the truth, forget about it. Forget about it. Forget about it. You know? And Jesus Christ was very happy that Peter had a clear understanding, a clear vision of who Jesus Christ is. May you have a clear vision of who God is. See, one day the Apostle Paul was preaching in the Bible, and he got to a place, and they put a signboard into the unknown God. The people were worshiping an unknown God. How can you worship an unknown God? Maybe he's a snake. Maybe he goes to some part of the world. They are worshiping. They are worshiping animals. They are worshiping dead fathers. They are worshiping rivers. They are worshiping themselves. They are worshiping all kinds of images and all kinds of things. See? I remember when I was in River State, Port Harcourt, went to preach in some villages in the River Rhine areas of River State. And they told us, they said, you see these long snakes? All these long snakes you see here, they are gods. The people worship all these gods. A long snake, big long snake serpent, they call it God. they watch him snake. So snake is God. All kinds of things. You travel around the world and you will see so many things like that. If you go to India, the cattle, this cow meat you eat, cow. You know, you slaughter the cow, the cattle, and then you cook it and eat. That is food, not so? In India, the cow is a god. The same cattle that you eat, the same cattle that people eat and so on and so forth. The same cattle, all those animals, they are all gods in India. Then you go to another part of the world, and then you see all kinds of gods, people worshiping all kinds of things. So Apostle Paul goes to a place, he said to the unknown god. Apostle Paul said, why unknown God? There is a God that we know. We know the true God. We shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Why will you go to the unknown God? So Apostle Paul began to tell them about Jesus Christ, about God who created heaven and earth. And they had to know the truth, the true God. See, now, where there's no vision, the people perish. And this is very important because we need to have plans for our lives. We need to, in Luke chapter 14, St. Luke Gospel chapter 14, verse number 28 to 30, Jesus was talking. And he made a point very clear. Say, who is that man who wants to build a house? You want to build a house, and you didn't sit down to count the cost of the house. You didn't sit down to plan. You didn't plan. So you started building a house, and then you didn't complete it. And everybody started laughing. Look at that man who tried to build a house. And then he didn't plan what it was going to take. And he couldn't finish the house. And now, you know, look at it. Look at it. St. Luke Gospel chapter 14, verse number 28 to 30. Jesus said, who is that person who wants to, you want to build a house, a tower? You want to set up a building and you didn't find out what it was going to take. And so you did it halfway and stopped, and you couldn't continue. See, may that not be your story in the name of Jesus. Then Jesus didn't stop there. In verse 31, he now pushing further. He said, who is that king who is going to war, and he hasn't sat down to calculate how many soldiers, how many troops, how many men he needs to the war, to go to the war, the cost of the war, what it's going to take. You haven't sat down to plan. That's St. Luke Gospel chapter 14 from verse 31. You haven't planned how the war is going to look like. What am I supposed to do to win this war? Do I have enough equipment? Do I have modern equipment to be able to save the other army? Do we have what it takes to conquer the enemy? See, all these things are very important. Even in our present day, everyday life, we need to sit down and plan. This is January 2024. You will have a whole 30 days ahead of you. A whole 30 days. We have just spent 5 days today making it this day of the new year. You know, you need to sit down and plan and organize your life. Write down the vision. Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 3. Say, write down the vision that we may understand what we're talking about. Yes, that's Habakkuk chapter 2. We need to write down our vision, our plans, and our purpose. We need to come out with ideas. Ideas. It is the men with ideas that rule the world. The world is looking for ideas. The world is looking for ideas. It is people who come up with ideas that rule the world. You know, this is Amazon. Amazon, Mr. Jeff Bezos, you know, had an idea, can do this delivery faster and quicker. We will do it better and earn more. See, the vision is an idea. See, it's men who come with ideas that rule the world. How about Bill Gates? Bill Gates came with ideas, the technology, and Microsoft, and internet. All these things are ideas, vision. He must come out with vision, with ideas. The one good idea can make you a billionaire. One good idea. The one single thought. Psychologists have it that over 2,000 ideas go through your mind every day. Over 2,000 ideas go through your mind every day. If you can grab one of them, it will make you, okay, when people come up with music, everybody has been singing, but somebody sang, and his own singing became different. See, ideas. Come up with new thoughts, new ways of doing things. Somebody once said, if you always do things the old way, you always get the old results. I think that's true. If you do things the same way all the time, you're only going to get the same result all the time. Because you do the same thing, the same way, the same method, the same all the time. So you got the same result, the same outcome all the time. See? Which you have new ideas, new thoughts, new ways of doing things. Habakkuk 2:2. Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 2, it says, and the Lord answered and said, write down the vision and make it plain upon tables that he may run that read it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Do it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Vision. This is Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. They write down the vision. The vision God gave you, the plan, the purpose, the thoughts God gave you, write them down. It's like when musicians write songs, they write a song, and then they put it out there, and people start buying the song online. They buy their music. And they sell millions of copies around the world. And the musician becomes a multi-billionaire just by selling his ideas, his thoughts. See? New ways, new methods of doing things. Write down the vision. Or the man who wrote the film, Mel Gibson wrote the How Jesus Died on the Cross. That's an idea. If I can act the thing, How Jesus Died on the Cross, if I can act it well and let people like it, they will buy it. So Mel Gibson received an idea, a vision. And so he wrote it down. Act the thing, How Jesus Died. Put it in the thing. Film it, How Jesus Died. So he acted that thing. Passion on the Cross. The passion of the death of Jesus Christ, how Jesus suffered and died on the cross, the passion of by Mel Gibson. He acted that thing, and the people were buying it all over the world. People were buying that thing, and that was how Mel Gibson became a multi-billionaire. See? Just that. See, these are ideas, visions, revelation, you know, revealed knowledge. You know, write down the vision. There are visions, there are ideas that are coming to your mind, and you are not doing anything with it. You just let it go, and then you miss everything. The new way, the telephone is an idea. The internet is an idea. The car we are driving is an idea. All these are visions. You must have a vision, a plan, and a purpose of what you want to do. You don't just live recklessly and let your life wasted, just wasted life or nothing. You know, that's not your story in the name of Jesus. The plans of the believer. Commit your way unto God. Proverbs 16, verse 3. Commit your way unto God. Proverbs 16, verse 3. Commit your plans, your thoughts. Commit it to the Lord in prayer. And let God bring it into physical manifestation. Then the scripture says, God will bless the works of our hands. That's what the word of God says. Say, God will bless the works of our hands. God will bless the things we are doing, what you are doing, your ministry, your church, your job, your business. You know, the things you are doing, Bible says God blesses the works of your hands. It is what you are doing that God blesses. Your blessings come through what you are doing. If you didn't do anything, God has nothing to bless. You didn't do anything. And so a whole 365 days you just passed. And then you did not do anything. No, God is not happy with that. You know, scripture says, Proverbs chapter 6, verse 3, says, go to the ant that's looking. The ant is very busy trying to put things in order. The ants, I study the ants. You see the ants, they are moving up and down looking for things to carry into their crevices. The ants, oh, they work together. They are ready to carry pieces of food into their crevices. They look for, you know, opening and build their home. The ants, they are very hardworking insects. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6. King Solomon may use the ant to teach us a lesson. He said, go to the ant, that's Luga. Ant is working seriously to make sure everything is going on well. The ant, they labor. They get things done. Go to the ant and learn from them. And then the butterfly is always flying around. The butterfly likes to fly all around all day long. The butterfly will just be flying around. And all that the butterfly is doing is just fly around. And when it gets to a flower, to perch on the flower, and then the butterfly will suck the nectar, this flower, the butterfly will suck it. And then it fly to another and suck that one. It just go around like that. So that's what the butterfly does. Why the butterfly is very busy flying around doing nothing? The ant is very busy trying to get things done, organizing their home, organizing their family, putting things in order, working day and night, and storing food for the rainy day, saving for the rainy day, and so on. The ants are very busy. Look at the Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6. And then the butterfly is just flying around, just perching on beautiful flowers, and the butterfly will stop beneath that tree, the sweet flower, the butterfly, very busy, just flying around, doing nothing, just flying around. God have mercy. God asked Satan, he said, Satan, where are you going? Satan said, he's going to and fro, up and down the earth. So your business is going up and down and so and fro. Say Job chapter 1. Look at Job chapter 1. God asked Satan, say, Satan, where are you coming from? Satan said, I'm going up and down and so and fro on the earth. See, that's the business of Satan. He's just going up and down, to and looking for whom he will devour. He will not see us. Because we are covered with the blood of Jesus. The enemy shall see the blood and pass over us. In the name of Jesus. They must go somewhere. So, but a fly was very busy flying around. And summer has passed, and now it's winter. All the ants have returned to their homes, to their premises, and they are there eating all the food they have stored and everything, enjoying themselves. The ants are all there. And then the butterfly comes to knock the door. Butterfly is knocking the door. Open the door. Open the door. Mr. Ant, open the door. I need to come in. So Ant said, where are you coming from, butterfly? Butterfly, where are you coming from? Butterfly said he was moving up and down the earth. You know, just sucking the nectar and just sucking the sweets out of the flower. So that's all you did, butterfly. So you didn't do anything. You didn't walk. You didn't keep. He that does not walk will not eat. If you don't walk, that's what the Bible says. If you don't walk, you don't eat. There is no food for the lazy person. Nothing for you. Lazy people. You know, they don't want to. They don't do anything. They are just moving about, roaming, hanging around people. You know, begging and borrowing. You got to do something and get something. It is the seed you sow that you reap. If you sow bad seed, you reap bad seed. So I said, you, Mr. Butterfly, so you mean you did not do anything at all? So you were just flying around doing nothing. I'm sorry, we the ants, we are very busy people. We have been walking all day, not keeping things in order. We are doing our thing. We keep things, keep business going on. We do our job, do our ministry, do our church, do everything. We are doing things. And God is blessing what we are doing. And so we have so much. We have so much in stock. We were able to put up our premises and everything. We have everything here. But I'm sorry, Mr. Butterfly, I don't know you. I don't know where you are coming from. So I'm sorry, Mr. Butterfly. So Butterfly was there, and the winter and the cold and the rain, he beat Butterfly, and so on and so forth. That will not be your story. You will not be a Butterfly Christian. This 2024, none of you will be a Butterfly Christian. In the name of Jesus, God will give you ideas. God will give you visions. God will give you revelations of what you must do to move on. Where there is no vision, the people perish. If you don't have plan for your life, you don't have purpose, you don't have anything you are doing, you are a butterfly. Flying around, disturbing people, knocking people's doors. Nobody invited you. You are going to disturb neighbors and disturb everybody. If that is your life, I don't know about you. But I know that they that will do their jobs, do their business, do your thing, do what God wants you to do. Follow the vision of God, the purpose, the plan of God, and then you have more than enough, even to give to others and to be blessed. We are blessed to be a blessing. We are not a curse. We are a blessing. Don't be a curse. You are a blessing. Wherever you are, you should bless people. You are a blessing to people. You are not a liability, you know, a problem. People see you and they are locking their doors, they are closing. They don't, we say, please, don't let them come and disturb me here. Please, I'm very busy. Please lock my door. I want to sleep. I want to rest. People are very busy doing things. You are just loafing around, hanging around people, begging and borrowing. And all those things, God did not create you to be like that. You need to have a vision. need to have plans and purpose. Need to sit down and organize yourself. What do I want to do this year? What type of jobs can I do? Businesses? What type of trade? What type of handwork? What type of ministry? What type of, what does God want me to do? See? Bible talks about the sons of Issachar. Bible talks about the sons of Issachar. They took time to be in the presence of God. And God gave them clear visions, clear revelations of what Israel is supposed to be doing. Go to the Bible and read about the sons of Issachar. Bible talks about the sons of Issachar. They took time to be in the presence of God and to understand, to know what Israel is supposed to be. What are we supposed to be doing now? What does God want us to do? Is it evangelism? Is it mission? Is it pastor? Is it business? Is it jobs? There is something God wants you to do. And when you key into God's plans and purpose, I read the book of Pastor Rick Warren. Pastor Rick Warren, Saddleback Church in California. The understanding your purpose for living. There is a purpose for living. Purpose-driven church. Purpose for, there is a purpose. When I read that book by Pastor Rick Warren, you know, Saddleback Church, pastor of Saddleback Church in California, that book really blessed me. Understanding God's purpose for your life. You need to understand God's purpose, God's plan, God's thoughts, God's visions, and then what does God want me to do? What am I here for on this earth? Am I just floating like a butterfly or just, you know, just moving around, doing nothing? No, that's not my story. I'm created for a destiny purpose. Bishop P.D. Jake, people say, you are men on mission. We are men on mission. That's how Bishop P.D. Jake puts it. We are men on mission. We are not here by mistake. We are not cockroach. We are not bears flying around. Blood of Jesus. We are not lizards. We are men on purpose. We are men and women on mission. We are on mission to planet Earth. We have come to accomplish. Oh yes, we have come to accomplish. Oh yes, we have come to celebrate and to accomplish. We are no butterfly, just floating around and just hanging around. That's not who we are. Blood. I read about somebody, he said, somebody lived for 969 years. The oldest man that ever lived, Methuselah, he lived for 969 years, and there was nothing to show for it. All he did was just live for 969 years. That's it. Read about Methuselah. Methuselah is the oldest person that ever lived on earth. He lived for 969 years, Methuselah. And as I read about Methuselah, there was no achievement. There was nothing attached to his name, just like Daniel, like Moses, like Joshua, and all these people who conquered and conquered and conquered. No, Methuselah was not like that. Methuselah lived for 969 years. And full stop, nothing marked. I said, blood of Jesus. I don't want to live like that. I don't want to be like that. To live like that. Nothing attached to that name. You are, oh. This is Billy Graham. Billy Graham passed through this edge. It is on record that once upon a time, there was a man called Evangelist Billy Graham, Reverend Dr. Billy Graham. Martin Luther King Jr. Until tomorrow, we are still talking about Martin Luther King Jr., Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. For years and years and years to come, we will still be talking about. The whole world will still be talking about it. Once upon a time, there was a man called Martin Luther King Jr. Why? He had a vision. Yeah, I have a dream. Somebody have a dream. I have a vision. I have a purpose. I have something in mind. And that changed his whole story. For years to come, we will still be talking about Mandela. A man called Nelson Mandela, the man who was ready to die to free South Africa. The years to come, that name is still there. And the achievement and the purpose still be remembered for life to come. See, once upon a time, there was a man called King Pele of Brazil. He played football, soccer, until he came into history as the best soccer player in world history. For years to come, hundreds of years, that name, King Pele of Brazil, will still be there. And then we talk about Ronaldo. And then you talk about all these people. You are not here to, you know, you are not a cockroach. You are not a lizard. You are not a butterfly. Just floating around. We talk about Azusa Street Revival. It is in world history, once upon a time, there was Azusa Street Revival. African-American man, Reverend William Temo, who led the Azusa Street Revival. The history is there. Now, once upon a time, there was a man called Reverend William Temo. He led the prayer meeting that brought Azusa Street. Azusa Street Revival. That is there. See, what will you be remembered for? What will people think about when your name comes up? You know, don't be a floating bird, a floating butterfly. You need to be creative. It's about creativity. God has given you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. You need to think around and bring new ideas, new ways. I remember when President Barack Obama was campaigning to become president, there was one thing he always said, which I picked from him, President Barack Obama. He said, if you do the same thing the same way all the time, you will get the same result. All the time. I'll never forget that. President Barack Obama, when he was campaigning to become president the first time, that was what he kept saying. He kept saying that. And people, you know, listened to him because of that. We can't do the same thing the same way all the time. If you do the same thing the same way all the time, you're going to get the same results. We need to try, we need to do something, we need to have some ideas, some vision, some revelation. You know, modern ways of doing things. Oh, yeah. That's the purpose of today's preaching. You know, where there is no vision, the people perish. God wants you to have vision. Wherever you are right now, we have almost 2,000 people who have joined this service. And I want to thank God for every one of you because God is blessing you right now. I want you to put your right hand on your forehead. Wherever you are, put your right hand on your forehead. And I want you to pray, God, give me vision. Give me revelation knowledge. Give me vision. I need to have a vision. Where there is no vision, the people perish. God, I need to have vision. God, I need to have a vision of you, a clear vision. Yes, Lord. God, give us vision, Lord. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But if we have vision, we are not going to perish. God, give us vision. Put your right hand on your forehead. And I want you to pray that prayer very clearly. God, give us vision. Give me vision. I don't want to, God, give me vision. In the name of Jesus. Give me vision. Yes, in the name of Jesus. I pray for everyone who has come into this service, wherever you are, in any part of the world. There is no distance in prayer. I pray that God reach out to you and impart his wisdom, his vision, the vision for the harvest, the vision of God, vision for mission, vision to do the work of God, vision to do business and job, vision, you must have an idea, you must be creative. Oh, yes, new ways, new methods of doing things. Let God impart those wisdom to you now. The vision of God be imparted to every one of you. In the name of Jesus, receive impartation by the power of the Holy Spirit. Receive supernatural divine impartation. Thank God. Yes, God bless you. God bless every one of us. In the name of Jesus, receive the wisdom of God, the knowledge, the understanding. We receive the vision of God, vision to accomplish, vision to live victoriously and triumphantly throughout 2024. In the name of Jesus, we thank God. Yes, Lord, we receive from your throne of grace all that you have for us. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, yes. Yeah, we thank God for every one of you who joined this service. Please forward these teachings to everyone. Let them know the truth, and the truth shall set them free. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And join us again later tonight. We're going to have another section again by the grace of God. And I tell you, God is doing great things, and we need to thank God for bringing us into a brand new year of blessings and prosperity and victory for everyone in the name of Jesus Christ. Please forward these messages to everyone you know. Email it, tweet it, and share it. Let it go viral. And let them know the truth, that the truth has set them free. It is the truth that you know that liberates you. It is the truth that you know that sets you free. It is the truth that you know that puts you on top. It is the truth that you know that makes you great and make you prosperous and abundant. It shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Please spread these messages all over the world and let them know the truth, that the truth shall set them free. In Jesus' name. We love you. Jesus loves you. Felicia and I, we love you too. And we say, God bless all of you for everything you do, for contributing and helping this ministry to be on air every week. God bless you all abundantly. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Jesus, Lord, away from me. I was once lost, but now I am found. Was blind, but now I see. Hallelujah. Jesus, Lord, away from me. I was once lost, but now I am found. I was blind, but now I'm so sad a story of Jesus' son for of Jesus' son is glory. Jesus loves me this I know, for the Bible tells me so. It was to he belong. They are weak, but they strong.